Hey, everybody. My name's Dane.
And I'm Jimmy.
And our podcast is called Bubbling Questions.
We do would-you-rathers from listeners and a Twitter bot.
Along with one-person game shows using ridiculous stuff we find on the internet.
Like, what kind of dick are we talking?
I shall not tell you.
Okay. All from our very real hot tub.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Very real. Not a gimmick at all. Find Bubbling Questions wherever you get podcasts.
And I'm Jimmy.
Escapist Podcast. It's still 2019.
Yep, true.
we're going in hot.
Yeah.
Hot this year.
Using some music that we did not license.
don't kill us.
However much you're allowed to use.
I didn't even think about that.
I think it's fine.
It's
I don't think Lizzo's going to sue us.
Yeah, please don't sue us, Lizzo. We love your music.
Yeah.
I'm late to the Lizzo game.
She's tight.
She's awesome. But thanks, Scotty Young, for introducing that to me. I saw a picture was drawn by Scotty Young. Mm-hmm. It was like a couple weeks ago. And then I started, he did a really nice sketch. It was like a warm-up sketch or something.
Sweet.
And then I was like, what is this awesome sketch? And he like tagged her in it. And I just discovered this whole new world of Lizzo music. And it turns out she's been around since like 2012, I think, or something like that.
Yeah, pretty active.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's cool when like somebody that you like and admire introduces you to another person, like another artist from another field that like... Like, I found out about Matt Fraction through a radio show called The Best Show.
Huh.
Shout out to Tom Sharpling for having Matt Fraction on in 2008 or something. And me thinking, like, he sounds cool. I'm going to check out his comics.
Yeah. Whatever happened to Matt Fraction?
Yeah, what is he doing? I mean, Sex Crims is still coming out.
No.
Oh, we didn't introduce ourselves.
Not. Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Okay. Hey, I got distracted by the juice. Hey, this is the Escapist Comics Podcast. I'm Jessica Balmoni.
And I'm Jesse Hitz. If this is your first time listening to the podcast, sorry about that.
Sorry about that, guys. Yeah, we got distracted by the juice. That was, by the way, that was The Juice by Lizzo.
Nice.
Don't sue us.
Yeah, but what's Matt Fraction? I feel like there was an issue of Sex Criminals within the last few months. Was there?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, really? It was longer than that?
Definitely been like four or 5 months. Maybe 6 months.
Okay.
It could be 6 months actually by now.
Wow.
And it was the last issue. For a while.
Yeah, they like concluded a story.
Concluded a storyline, yeah. Huh. And he hasn't been writing anything else. Like, you know, Zdarsky's been doing a million things for Marvel. Doing all his Spider-Man stuff.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I guess they're doing that Milk-Fed company. And he's heading that up. So maybe that's all he's doing.
And maybe he's doing a bunch of TV writing or like consulting on TV shows and movies and
that
stuff.
That we don't know about.
Yeah.
He's not talking about it. We were talking about before the show started... That Milk-Fed and Legendary, Chris Nolan's company, are like bonding together, becoming one.
That's fun.
Yeah, that's nice. Becoming one entity.
Yeah.
So hopefully, all the shows that Milk-Fed picked up before that are actually going to be made into shows.
Yeah,
like Wicked and Divine.
Yeah, they were the one that had all the Image properties, right?
Yeah.
Or a bunch of them at least.
Yeah. So Wicked and Divine, Sex Criminals. Maybe Southern Bastards is part of that, too.
Please be part of that.
I know, please be a part of that. That could be a show so easily.
Yeah, shoot it. Just go out to, like, rural Georgia and shoot it. Just do the whole first arc.
And they have all those, like, studios now in Georgia.
Yeah,
like, Atlanta
yeah.
is, like, the base, the hub of all of that.
Yeah.
I don't know why that can't be done.
You could actually probably just shoot it in Alabama where it's actually based.
Yeah, that too. That probably
have,
even be
like,
cheaper.
Friendly towards film company laws and tax breaks and stuff the way that Georgia does.
I think, don't all states want you to come film there? Because they like make ton of money at that. I think like San Francisco is the least friendly at this point.
And even now they still shoot stuff here. Like parts of the Bumblebee movie were shot in SF.
And in Oakland.
Yeah. But part Black Panther was shot in Oakland and San Francisco. Well, maybe not San Francisco, but definitely parts of it in Oakland.
Yeah, I think both. Ant-Man was filmed in San Francisco.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, and in Oakland as well. Then they love shooting movies here now. It's like it's like a new fad. Just
cool
come to San Francisco.
City.
It is a cool looking city. I know Deadly Class is supposed to be filmed in San Francisco, but it's actually filmed in Vancouver.
Oh right, and they use Vancouver for New York a lot of the time too.
Yeah,
like, what's some of the Batman movies filmed in Vancouver?
And you can like I was like, so much greener there.
Yeah, yeah, like, totally.
Oh, well, it's definitely not San Francisco at all. It's too nice looking and clean.
There's no human shit in any of these shots.
No garbage. Not very realistic. Why is there not garbage everywhere?
I didn't see one single super annoying tech guy on a bird scooter in the background.
God damn it. Fucking scooters. They always leave them outside of the brewery. And it's just like lit up corner. It's just kind of nice when I leave work because it's always lit up and it's like kind of purpley and green. But then I always fall over them too.
Yeah, there's a person in my building who rides one home sometimes and just leaves it in the hallway outside of their apartment. And I've had to talk to him about it like 3 times. So I'm like, don't
do that.
And one time they called me because someone else went to the scooter and took it because like that's how it works. Yeah. Like you leave your scooter and then anyway, and they called me. They're like, someone stole my scooter. And I was like, someone, you have it. And they were like, no, it's one of those like public, like Lime scooters. Like, oh, that's not stealing. No. That's not what that is.
It doesn't belong to
someone
you.
Someone else used the thing that you super fucking inconsiderately left in the hallway.
I thought they didn't even work in Berkeley.
I mean, I think they do. I see people riding them around all the time.
I thought, it's like you can't end your ride, I thought. Here.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
maybe
yeah.
I'm thinking of, it was a different brand, and it wasn't the greenish one. It was like the red, black and red kind.
I don't even know. There's so
the
many
evil,
of them
the
now.
Dark Lime.
The Dark Lime. It's like, welcome to the dark
had a
side.
Pointy goatee. It was black and red. It's clearly the evil version of the scooter.
If you stroke it, it gets real nice. Yeah. You had a show recently too up in where you were Eureka.
Wasn't way it like, the fuck up north.
Was it really rainy that day too?
It wasn't rainy on the way up.
Well, that's good.
It rained a little bit that night. And then the next day was when it really started.
I feel like it just hasn't stopped raining for like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
We just live in a constant cycle of wetness.
Yeah, and then
now.
Like everything floods because this we're like the city of Berkeley sits on like basically a big patch of clay, so like just the ground doesn't absorb water.
One giant floodplain and earthquake.
Yeah,
and there's like 3 earthquakes in a row. Literally, everybody was just coming into the brew and being like, "You know, we're all gonna die soon, right?"
Yeah, it woke me up.
Yeah,
because I can't. And like, if I get woken up by an earthquake, I don't go back to sleep because I'm like, "Well, I better like get dressed now because I don't want to be if this is the big earthquake, I want to be outside in the rain in my pajamas."
That's what everybody kept saying. They're like, "What if the big one's next?" I'm like, "Oh, I just feel like it's a pressure release."
Yeah,
maybe right.
Maybe. I don't know.
That's what I keep telling myself so I can go back to sleep. Yeah. I don't want to die.
We also all live in, at least, you know, most of the buildings made after the 89 earthquake.
Oh, not my house. My foundation is cracking.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, so maybe the roof will fall on you.
Yeah.
Maybe not, though.
I'll just feel like I'll run outside into the middle of the street.
Yeah, stand in the doorway. That's what you're supposed to do, I guess.
I don't think that's a good... Definitely not in my house. I don't think that's a good way to go, no.
Yeah.
I think it'll just all crack and fall on me. Run out into the parking lot.
No, yeah. Go That's outside.
Okay. Go outside. Then so the power lines can crash onto me.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll get a superpower.
Totally, yeah. Can be able to control electricity after that.
Yeah. So we didn't read many comics this week, you guys.
Yeah, we've both been super busy. We've been
really
just
busy.
Working constantly. I've had a million shows. This is Sketchfest week. So
yep.
I've had, I think in the last 4 days, I've done 6
Holy shit.
Shows.
Yeah, a lot of shows.
Out of control. Like 2 a
That's
night.
That's awesome,
a
though.
Lot of nights. Yeah, it is. Yeah.
At least you're getting, you're not like... getting shot down for shows.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, it all kind of hit at once.
Well, yeah,
but,
I'm just,
you know,
we're trying to set up our show for
January 31st, Ghost Town Brewery.
Yeah,
8 o'clock. We have our guest list pretty much finalized, but I don't know if we're ready to tell everyone yet. Should we?
Oh, I think we can.
We'll tease them.
We'll get to that at the end
of
the show.
Yeah.
There's 13 people coming, you guys. Maybe 14. So there's not going to be any room for anyone to stand.
Yeah, we got Rob Liefeld. We got Frank Miller.
Wait, what?
It's the Men's Rights Comic Con.
No!
No, it's not that.
I don't think Rob Liefeld's like that.
Oh, really?
No.
Am I just assuming that about him?
Yeah, he's actually a pretty nice guy.
Okay, well, good.
Yeah.
I'm he's glad to hear
still
that.
Still can't draw feet, though.
Yeah,
we'll
that's
always
true.
Make fun of him for that. Frank Miller's an ass, though.
Yeah, that's a shame.
Yeah. Anyways.
There have been a decent amount of comics coming out.
Yeah, there actually has. Not. I have literally a stack on my dining room table that has fallen over because I have not read them. I'm a terrible podcast host of reading comics. I looked at this Man Without Fear comic, though.
Oh, the new Daredevil?
Yeah, it's coming out weekly.
Whoa.
Supposedly he's dead.
That's too much.
So, yeah, but. It's too much. But it's been pretty good, though. I think the first week, Foggy Nelson was Daredevil.
Okay.
I don't know how.
So they're like just alternating. They're just spreading around the
Daredevil
identity.
They're spreading around the love.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
Yeah, I read the first one with Foggy Nelson. That was pretty good. The art was really great.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember who the second week was. It might have been Kingpin.
Oh, that'd be cool.
It was kind of weird.
I feel like you would notice. Kingpin has a very distinctive body
the
type.
The art was so bad in it,
oh,
though.
Oh, that's a bummer.
Yeah, I was just like, I don't really... I've been skipping around. Yeah. I actually got all three of these. The third, then this week, I believe it's just Luke Cage. Wait, Daredevil's in this F1.
Yeah.
Well, it's Luke Cage, Jessica Jones, and Iron Fist. But then, like, you flip open to the next page, and literally Daredevil's in it.
Okay, so, like, the whole Defenders squad.
Yeah, but isn't Daredevil supposed to be dead?
I don't know. Is he?
Yeah, didn't he die? That's the whole point of them doing this?
I don't know. I haven't been keeping up with Daredevil lately.
Oh, he's supposed to be dead.
Okay.
P.S.
Did he die as Daredevil, or did he die as Matt Murdock?
Pretty sure he died as Daredevil.
Oh, shit, okay.
Yeah. And then here he is as Daredevil.
Hmm.
Wait, maybe someone's dressed up. So we're literally reading this as we host this.
But I guess that's the thing about a disguise, is that you can pass it around. And
right,
different
people. Right. But who's dressed up as Daredevil is the question. But this looks like Matt. He's Matt, like he's like in a wheelchair, and he's like hanging out. I guess he's not dead.
Maybe he just got shot or something,
maybe,
and we thought
he
was dead.
It says they're literally saying this is Matt.
Okay.
Well, I guess that's good, right?
Yeah, so we thought it's like when everybody thought Superman was dead for a minute.
Right. Now he's already back in the third issue of this miniseries.
Yeah.
Surprise!
Didn't stay dead for long.
I guess I should have been like, spoiler alert.
Yeah.
He's not dead.
Well, they've done that with the Punisher multiple times, where everybody's like, well, we shot him and he fell into the water. Like, that's the way. Don't ever shoot. If somebody falls into the water, just assume that they lived through that.
Yeah.
Like, that's...
Yeah, they're probably coming back.
That's how every mistaken death works in all works of fiction. Someone getting shot and then falling into a body of water and then washing up somewhere later. Maybe they don't have their memory anymore.
No.
But like, that's,
eventually it'll come back and they're going to come kill you.
Yeah, they're going to get you.
Yeah. Also, if you push their car into a water as well.
Ooh,
into
yeah,
a water?
True.
A body of water.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're probably coming back to kill
you. They're getting
out. Yeah. Oh, we're having a visitor up the stairs.
Ooh, we're recording in the store again today.
we should have mentioned that as well. Surprise! Oh, surprise, it's Mariah!
It's Mariah.
Mariah, we are recording. Would you like to say hi to the people of the podcast?
Yes. Hello, people of the Escapist Comics podcast. How are you?
I don't think they can answer, but...
They answer at home.
They could answer at home.
Yeah, email us, hello at Escapist Comics. Tell us how you're doing. We'll pass it on to Mariah.
Or
ties back in.
At Escapist Comics on Instagram is probably easier. They never email us, Jesse.
That's true.
That's never happened.
Yeah.
Not once.
You could tweet us at Escapist Comics.
Yeah, I never
tweet at
that.
Escapist Comics, yeah.
Okay, Mariah checks it. I only check the Instagram. I'm just being honest.
That's fine. It's division of labor.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what we found out so far in Daredevil is he's not dead. He's still daredeviling
around.
He's
still alive, yeah. But he's maybe not Daredevil anymore because he's in a wheelchair.
No, now he's not. Now he's out of the wheelchair and being Daredevil. And Fool Killer is back as well.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Yeah, I guess he's the bad guy in this.
It's an interesting
force
perspective.
Yeah. Yeah, he was dead. He's alive. Fool Killer's back. Jessica Jones is telling him he's a badass. And now he's back in the wheelchair.
Hmm.
I don't know. Things are happening. We're moving on.
All right.
Spoiler alert. He's back.
Did I miss you talking about The Wicked and the Divine?
No, I didn't read it. Do you want to talk about The Wicked and the Divine?
Yes, I do.
Oh, Mariah's going to talk about The Wicked and the Divine.
Special, do a quick special guest review by Mariah Ludwig. Here.
Okay. Don't mind the crinkling. I have to open the comic that's been carefully bagged and boarded. Okay. It's The Wicked and the Divine, issue 41, in which... things happen. I know. But more so than usual in The Wicked and the Divine, you find out about 17 different plot points that finally tie in. And the ending of it is explosive.
Is this the last issue?
No.
Okay.
It's getting there. I think there's 5 issues left after this. And you get to see... what's become of the heads?
Hmm.
Who are the heads?
There's some disembodied heads. If you're a little behind on your Wicdiv, plug your ears now for a hot second. Lucy's not dead, guys.
What?
Was she the one that got exploded that one time?
That was a devil, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, she did get her head exploded.
Yeah.
But weirdly enough, it was teleported, not exploded.
Okay.
What?
I know. So, Lucy's alive. Inanna's alive-ish.
Oh,
I mean,
God.
A head. Uh-huh. Tara is alive and a head.
What, they're all alive?
Yeah, Sekhmet's not alive, though. Oh, okay. There was an issue. And they revealed, finally, that definitively Minerva is Ananka.
Oh, my God.
So she transferred her consciousness. Uh-huh. So I'm giving up all the spoilers here. Yeah. I really hope that if you were spoiler conscious.
I mean, you already gave them a, you gave them a warning.
Warning.
We spoil everything on this show.
Anyway, basically, Jamie kills it on art. Matt just kills it on colors, as per usual. Mm-hmm. And Cassandra kicks some ass. It's amazing.
All right.
From Cassandra again.
Cassandra is one of the Norns. She was the one who disbelieved before, and then everybody didn't believe her when she warned them about Ananka and Minerva, and it turns out she was right all along.
Woo! Well, I'm glad they're finally giving up some of the secrets.
Yeah, and now they're done with the one-shots, and now they're back into the main storyline? Is that what's going on here? Awesome.
And the other secret is that Nurgle, who was Baphomet before, is now actually going by Nurgle, and he got a new look. And it's hella hot, guys.
It does look pretty hot.
Right?
Wait, so where were all the heads?
They were hidden in a cave by Ananka / Minerva. Uh-huh. And then they were hidden in a secret room in a secret government facility that she just took over because she can.
Well, of course, that's what happened.
I know. They had locked the Norns up. And by they, I mean Woden and Minerva and Baal.
Was it Woden bad? Wait, is Woden dead still?
Woden was never dead.
Oh, my God. There's so many confusing things happening.
I know. So, basically, go and reread all of The Wicked and the Divine.
Basically, no one ever died, is what you're telling me, except for Sekhmet.
So, Sekhmet is definitely dead. Uh-huh. Ananka's old body is definitely dead. It's just that she transferred her consciousness into the current Minerva.
All right, so basically transferring consciousness and then one dead person, and that's it. Everyone else is still alive.
Well,
sort of.
Dionysus is still brain dead in a coma in the hospital, okay. So we really don't have Dionysus. One of my favorite things at the beginning of the comic,
they tell you who's alive and
is
who's dead.
They change the descriptions almost every issue. So the description for Minerva this time is Minerva or Ananka. 6,000 death-phobic years of lying and murder. It shows no signs of stopping. And the Morrigan is actually dead.
I didn't even know she was dead.
I know. She saved Baphomet. Well, she kind of killed Baphomet, and then she felt so bad about it that she brought him back to life, thus killing herself.
She was one of my favorite characters. That's too bad. Yeah, that's why I stopped reading it.
She had a pretty grim character arc towards the end there. Okay. She got into some not so great things. She was a little abusive towards her partner, and nobody wants to see that.
No.
The bad behavior in this time was not rewarded, but and Amaterasu is dead. Sekhmet killed her.
Right.
Because she...
Such a soap opera, that comic.
It really is. Yeah.
I understand why there's a whole club dedicated to it.
Yeah. And Mimir gets to say more than two words in this issue.
Yay!
So, Mimir's the one with the actual powers. Plus, again, Jamie draws Baal really hot. It's disturbing when we're looking at the Wicked. Anyway, so, to sum up, The Wicked and the Divine, 41... Everybody looks super good doing bad things.
Yay!
/ morally ambiguous things, / trying to save their lives and maybe the lives of everyone else, but doing something that's not so great while doing it.
Well, thank you for your review of Wicked and the Divine, Mariah.
41.
And so, the rest of the world of Wicked and Divine, too.
Yeah, and if you're someone who enjoyed the series but then kind of like drifted away when they were doing all the one-shots, it's a good time to get back in.
Yeah, definitely.
It's
really pretty.
Double swords.
Yeah.
Two swords.
And Tara being back, too. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Batman.
Oh,
Batman.
I got back into Batman for this little two-issue miniseries lately, 61 and 62, still written by Tom King, The Nightmares.
Ooh.
Storyline where we go back and we revisit the super creepy Master Wayne villain that was introduced in number 38, I think.
Something like that, yeah.
He's like a kid who has this sort of like psychotic delusion that he is Bruce Wayne and that his parents were killed, but then he's actually just an orphan. But in his version of the reality, Batman exists alongside him, and Batman finds the guy who killed Bruce Wayne's parents, and then kid Bruce Wayne kills the guy, but it turns out they were both just in the jail together, and he keeps killing people in the jail, and he's carved Tom and Martha underneath his eyes with a razor. He's a very scary villain.
He's very scary.
It's a real dark like arc. Like, that's what they do in issue 61, which they sort of reintroduce this character. And then 62, written by Tom King, drawn by Mitch Gerard, reuniting the Mr. Miracle team. And there's a cool shout out to Mr. Miracle in the beginning when Batman's been tied up by a villain and he's untying himself using tricks that were taught to him by Mr. Miracle.
That's so cool.
It's like a fun little Easter egg.
Yeah.
But the whole number 62 is just like this weird dream sequence. No dialogue, just sort of an unreliable narrator who we think is Batman, but for some reason he can't hear, and he doesn't understand anything that's going on around him, mm-hmm. and he doesn't know where he is or how he got there, and there's a scary guy in a pig mask who's about to cut him up.
Yeah, it's Professor Pig.
Very surreal. I had no idea what was happening in either of these issues, but I still really enjoyed it.
Yeah, he's from Grant Morrison character.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
he's one of the scariest.
Shout out to another...
Yeah, he's one of the scariest characters ever created in Batman, I think.
He really is. This was a very scary couple issues of Batman.
Yeah, he just murders people.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty much
hangs
what
him
he
upside
does.
Down in the slaughterhouse.
Yep.
That guy
yeah.
is pretty gruesome and cool.
Yeah, yeah, and it's Mitch Gerard's doing the interior art too, so it's like very cool, very sort of like splattery and surreal, and almost like psychedelic in some of the panels.
Yeah, he's really changed his coloring around. I really like it.
You want to pause real quick and go do a return? Okay, we'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
If you enjoyed the show, tell a friend and rate and review on iTunes or Stitcher.
Or come visit us at the store at Escapist Comics. We're located at 3090 Claremont Ave in Berkeley, California.
Or you can find us online at escapistcomics.com or on Twitter at Escapist Comics, or send us an email at hello@escapistcomics.com. Put podcast in the subject line.
You can find Jesse on Twitter or Instagram at Jesse the Head.
And you can find Jessica on Twitter at Violet's Victory or on Instagram at Jessa Rossi.
Today, documentary films are experiencing a major renaissance, and for good reason. But why are audiences increasingly choosing fact over fiction?
Is it a dearth of realism, like endless comic book sequels and end-of-the-world action movies? Are viewers choosing authentic storytelling over spectacular visuals and far-fetched plots?
Or maybe it's because docs f***ing rule. Hi, I'm Parker Romaine.
And I'm George Chen.
And we host SupDoc.
We didn't go to film school. We're just two comedians that dork out on docs.
And since 2015, we've been recapping amazing documentaries with comedians, actors, and filmmakers like legendary comedians Dana Gould and Todd Glass.
Musicians like Yacht and Dan Deacon.
And even media stars like Jesse Thorne and Francesca Fiorentini.
The AV Club called us enlightening, and Boing Boing said, SupDoc is a great idea for a podcast.
So find us wherever you get your podcasts or join us at supdocpodcast.com.
And follow us on social media at SupDoc Podcast.
Hey, we're back.
We're back. Sorry about that. the life of retail.
Process a return. Try to find a Deadly Hands of Kung Fu 81.
I was looking at Masters of Kung Fu.
Well, isn't that what, like, Deadly Hands of Kung Fu and then there's Masters of Kung Fu.
And
it's both Shang-Chi.
Yeah, it's both Shang-Chi.
Okay.
But they're in two different spots.
Oh, who's about to be in the movies, right?
Yeah, I think that's why people are looking for it. I suddenly started selling that.
Interesting.
Yeah, we had like two collections of that, and I think I sold them all for a dollar.
Now they're like all gone.
Yeah, now they're all gone.
We still have some of the early ones.
Like the early ones, expensive ones we still had for a while. But yeah, we definitely sold those off for real cheap. And now everyone wants them.
Yep.
Damn it.
Well, that's life.
Oh, well. The mistakes we make.
Yeah.
We're talking about Batman.
Batman. So 61 and 62.
Yeah.
Really cool. It got me like back into Batman. I've been sort of on and off enjoying the Tom King run, but it feels like a lot of the time DC editorial is a little bit too heavy-handed and doesn't really let Tom King be Tom King. But it felt like in these two issues, and specifically in 62, it was like, oh, they just like let him run. They let him do whatever he wanted.
Yeah.
And then you're saying that 63 is
going to be... they're doing like a Flash Batman crossover.
Okay.
And it's not going to be written by Tom King. Like Joshua Williamson is doing it.
Who I also really like.
Really?
But,
I hate his writing.
Well, maybe,
sorry, Joshua Williamson. I know you're a big fan of the podcast.
Yeah.
Like, well, we never sell his Flash, even though actually the recently the Flash issues, who's drawing them? Someone really good has been drawing them, and we picked up a little bit, just because the art was so good. But then, like, maybe we sell two more issues.
Oh. Well, you know what? I don't think I've read much of his like superhero stuff, but I was a fan of some of his. Did you Unfollow?
He did Nailbiter.
Oh, that's what I'm thinking. I liked Nailbiter at first.
And then it got real bad.
Kind of fell off. Yeah.
Did he do Unfollow? He might have.
Maybe. It was Joshua something.
It wasn't Falkov or Filikov.
No, it's over. I think he did
He might have done Unfollow.
But Unfollow was like a limited series.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what he needs to be successful is to have like an endpoint in mind.
I just know we're not going to sell those minis, those Batman crossover issues.
Yeah.
And we definitely don't sell... Like, people won't jump on, like, the Flash, you know, just because it follows the Batman issues.
Yeah. And, like these two issues were great, but did not clear anything up. It was, like pure, like, exposition and weird, trippy in Batman's head stuff.
Yeah.
So, kind of a bummer that they're not going to continue this right away.
Was that 62, did it say, like, to be continued?
No.
Oh.
It just ended.
It just ended.
But it was, like, one
end.
Long dream sequence, basically.
Right. Because I wonder if they're going to continue after even like the 62 and 63 or 63 and 64. Sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because we, I mean, the way they left
go back
it,
to it,
we have no idea what's going on.
Because I don't even remember who's doing the art after Joshua Williamson's run.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess we'll find out.
Yeah.
I'm sure I've already ordered it. anything else comic related that we're reading? Not really?
No. Looks like Southern Bastards might be coming back.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Maybe.
Jason Latour posted some. He's been doing a bunch of drawings of Coach Boss and posted them on his Instagram and said, I've been drawing this guy a lot lately. I'm like, oh, maybe that means he's working on number 26.
God, I hope so.
Because the confrontation between Coach Boss and the daughter whose name, or Tubbs' daughter.
Yeah.
What's her first name?
God damn it.
Damn. Regina? Is it Regina Tubbs?
Maybe.
Maybe.
That sounds right.
Yeah.
We'll just call her
but
Regina.
Yeah, she's about to, her and Coach
Little
Boss.
Little Tubbs.
Yeah. Where we left the last arc, she was like,
Lady
I'm
Tubbs.
Staying in town, and I'm going to watch you take yourself down. I'm not even going to kill you. I'm just going to let you get killed by all the people you've double-crossed. And,
That was such a good book.
I know.
He's got to finish it, right?
Yeah.
And then Jason Aaron's doing, Conan number 2 came. I did read that.
That's right. Is Conan going bi-weekly or something?
Yes.
I feel like it's been less than a month.
It's definitely been 2 weeks.
Okay.
And then they're also doing Conan the Destroyer as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it is.
So that was the second movie, right? With Grace Jones and... When I was scared of Grace Jones as a child because she reminded me of a praying mantis.
Really?
And I found that very
scary. She does have a very long neck.
She does. And a very like sharp features.
Yes.
And so as a kid, I found her like scary.
Well, she was pretty scary in that movie, to be
That's
fair.
That's true. She's intimidating.
Yeah. Conan the Destroyer was the second movie.
Okay.
And then, is there a King Conan too?
I don't know. The movie?
The movie. No. There's only two
movies.
So
yeah, I think there were just the two Conans and then the reboot with Jason Momoa.
Right. They talked about doing a third movie.
Mm.
Maybe that's what it was going to be. It was going to be King Conan.
Yeah.
Where he's going to be like grizzled and old.
Yeah.
And then it never happened.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're talking about it again.
Huh.
And they're like, well, Arnold is old now. He could play like the older grizzled.
Oh, that's true.
Conan. And I think, you know, if they actually used this comic that they're doing now, they could do like an old and a young Conan, kind of like what
cool.
he's doing
yeah.
in this. I think that would actually be a pretty cool movie.
Yeah.
As long as they actually got a good Conan to play the young
Conan.
Yeah,
a good, like, youngish actor.
Yeah, that's not Jason Momoa. Not that he's not a good actor. It's just like, I just didn't feel right.
Wasn't right.
No, not at all. I actually barely remember anything about that movie.
Yeah, he should have been Lobo. That would have been the perfect movie role for him.
He could still do it.
He already looks like Lobo. So.
Oh, wait, he's already in the DC universe.
Yeah,
damn
it's
it.
Kind of a bummer.
Can't.
But, you know, put a bunch of makeup on him, and then people could just be like, hey, man, Aquaman and Lobo look alike. You guys ever notice that? I'm like, I don't know.
Space, you know. He's still such a weird Aquaman to me.
Yeah.
He looks so much like Namor. Now he can never be Namor.
Yeah.
Because that would be weird.
He has those naturally pointy eyebrows.
He does. the black hair. That was like the one I saw. Oh yeah, I saw Aquaman this week, and I have mixed feelings about it. I'm glad I saw it though in the theaters. It's very pretty. Underwater stuff they can do now is really cool. Their hair is all flowy. I thought like in the previews, I was, you know, iffy about that. Yeah. I'm like, why isn't their hair flowing? Aren't they underwater? They did a good job with that, though.
Sweet.
I still hated that he's like swimming around in Dockers, though, the whole time.
Yeah, you would think. You would wear some like non-absorbent pants.
Right. Like, wouldn't that slow you down?
Yeah.
And shoes. He's wearing like boots.
Yeah.
Boots, Dockers, and a wallet chain.
Yeah.
It's like, really?
Jeez, wallet chain.
Yeah, he literally has a wallet chain.
Don't steal my underwater money. Like, all my sand dollars are in there.
He does. He has gold coins.
Jesus. Well, you know.
And they're really heavy. They look like he plops them down on the counter when he's paying for shit.
Yeah.
I'm like, aren't those weighing you down?
Yeah. I mean, he is the world's best swimmer, so maybe he can just kind of do whatever he wants.
But they would, like, weigh your pants down.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, like, physics.
Yeah.
They would just be, like, a big glop of coins.
Maybe it's, like, an intimidation. It's like when that dude Mark Spitz had a mustache when he was swimming in the Olympics, and everyone was like, don't you want to like shave so you'd be more hydrodynamic or whatever? And he's like, no, dude, I like having a mustache and I'm already beating everyone. So what, man?
I guess so.
I'm going to keep my sweet stash.
Where is he hiding those coins?
Oh, yeah. Like a pouch?
Where is he hiding like that pouch?
Yeah, that's true. the old prison wallet. Yeah. It's a very dark and gritty Aquaman reboot where he just got out of the joint.
Yep. He is in jail for a little bit in the movie. I was about to say Naomi Watts. That's not his wife. His wife? His daughter? No, his mother. That's who it is. It's Nicole Kidman.
Yeah, there you go.
Plays his mother. They kind of look alike, I guess.
Yeah.
I think Bill's had a lot of facial surgery recently.
Yeah.
Definitely Nicole Kidman. She just looks like...
Her face is too smooth now.
Stretched.
Yeah.
Yeah, very stretched.
It's a bummer, too.
It is. She's very pretty, and naturally.
She'd age just fine.
Yeah. She's had like 9 nose jobs.
Yeah.
Ooh.
The relationship with Tom Cruise really messed her up. You know?
Oh, definitely, yeah.
Having to be Tom Cruise's secret Scientology beard for a number of years.
Yeah. He's married to an alien.
Yes, married. I am Tom Cruise and I am married. Weird robot man.
Look how excited I am. Jumping on a couch. at least Katie Holmes got out quickly.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. She didn't want to be married to an alien.
Yeah.
Or whatever. Get those kids away from him.
Yeah.
Now she's not in movies anymore.
I know, it's a bummer.
Yeah.
Yeah, she could always come back.
I guess so. She was in Batman.
And maybe, yeah. Ah, you might get blacklisted by the Scientology people, too.
Mm. I think that's what happens.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Phones are falling.
Yeah, drop my phone.
What else is happening in the world of... okay, so Dragon Ball Super Broly was number one in the box office this weekend.
Hell yeah, dude.
What's a Broly?
That's the kid's name.
Oh.
They all have ridiculous names, like Broly and Trunks and Vegeta.
It all sounded...
Gohan, Goku. It's all crazy, yeah.
It just sounded like perverse.
Yeah.
the Broly and Trunks.
Hercules.
Vegeta.
Hercules is one of them.
Yeah, that just sounds not good.
Frieza.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember Majin Buu. I've watched so much Dragon Ball.
Yeah, you're doing
Christ.
A lot better on the names than I do.
And I still don't understand any of it.
What?
Like, Trunks. Trunks is there.
He's got the purple
sword.
Hair, right?
Yeah, he's got a sword sometimes, I think.
Yeah. I've read Dragon Ball, and I definitely don't understand it. The parents always ask me, like, what's Dragon Ball about? I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah.
There's balls. They're magic.
Super Saiyans.
Yeah.
They turn into big monkey guys sometimes.
Sometimes, yeah.
But then also their hair gets blonde, and that makes them stronger.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's vice versa. I don't know. Getting stronger gives them blonde hair.
And they're searching for balls.
Yeah, they yell at each other a lot.
They do.
Spend a lot of time powering up.
Yeah, that happens. That's pretty much it, right?
Yeah. Different forms. The bad guys always have different forms.
Yeah, they turn green.
And you think that you beat the bad guy, but then he's stronger now and he looks different.
Yeah.
Classic.
Cool. Yeah. Kids like it.
Yeah,
well,
totally.
For some reason, it was number one at the box office. I guess there wasn't a lot of good movies out this weekend. Yeah.
And it is nice. Like, Goku's a good role model for kids, I think. He's like super duper strong, but he's also like a very nice guy and like loves his wife and is cool.
He
to
has
his
a
sons.
Wife?
Yeah. I don't know if that's still happening. They might have gotten divorced or something. But I think he was married to Bulma. I think it was Bulma.
Bulma?
Yeah, he has two kids, too.
What?
Two sons, yeah.
Oh, this has gone so far.
Yeah, and then his son from the future comes back, the future adult version of his son comes back, and you don't really know that's who it is, and that's one of the...
What's his name?
I think Trunks was his son from the future. And I think Broly might be also. Maybe that, I think that might be what this movie is about.
About his kid coming back from the future?
Yes, yes.
So he just stole back from the future?
Kinda, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but then they fight each other also, I think.
He fights his dad?
Maybe.
Oh, sounds really
something
complicated.
Like it is.
I'm
it's,
glad the kids
doesn't
can
make
understand
any sense.
It.
And they really de-emphasized. The first series was all about them gathering Dragon Balls. And then
yeah.
they sort of like gradually de-emphasize the Dragon Balls.
Oh.
Until it's not even about Dragon Ball and Balls anymore. It's just called Dragon Ball. And
Super.
They never refer back to the dragon again.
Super Broly.
Yeah.
I guess, oh, okay. I guess Super Broly is the son.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Coming back from the future.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, they made a lot of money, so good,
yeah,
good for
them.
It's
man.
From Funimation.
Hell yeah.
That's the most money they've ever made
oh, nice.
For a box office release. This is apparently the 19th Dragon Ball box office release.
Jesus,
which
really?
I had no idea
yeah.
that's ever happened.
Well, I hope Akira Toriyama's still alive. And
he is. He's
good.
Still writing.
Good
still
for
drawing
him.
It.
Get paid,
so.
Buddy. Yeah.
Yeah, get your money. Also, this weekend... the first Bloodshot photo was released from Vin Diesel.
And it's just a picture of Vin Diesel.
Yeah, it's a picture of Vin Diesel in aviators and a camo jacket.
Yeah. So he doesn't have the white skin
nope.
or the red contacts in yet
nope.
in this shot.
Or the red thing on his head.
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
here's the big one on his chest.
Doesn't he have a red dot on his forehead, too? I think so.
Not in the recent ones that I've read.
No?
I don't think so. Just the big chest one.
Maybe I'm thinking of something else.
Yeah.
I swear he does.
Are you thinking of that guy that plays Ravi Shankar?
Maybe.
Yeah. Are you mixing up Bloodshot and Ravi Shankar again? It's common mistake.
All the time.
They do look a lot alike.
Totally. But yeah, apparently he still doesn't have hair. Wouldn't that be weird, though, if they just gave him like a flat top? Would that look really unnatural?
Yeah, just made of nanites.
Yeah.
Like they just put a wig on him.
Nanite. Plugs.
Nanite hair, yeah.
Nanite super
yeah,
plugs.
Bloodshot, I think, has always had hair.
He
I mean,
always
there,
had hair.
There are other versions of, like, other guys who have been turned into the Nanite guys from the Project Rising Spirit, but they're not Bloodshot. There's only one guy who's Bloodshot, but there have been
right.
bald guys who have the Nanites.
Yeah.
But
I didn't even think about that when they cast him. I'm like, oh, wait, he looks nothing like Bloodshot.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay. Cool. He's very excited about getting Bloodshot to the world, though.
I mean,
so.
It could be a cool action movie as long as they just play it as a straight-up action movie.
I just want to see the little guy in it. That's all.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Blood Squirt.
Blood Squirt. Yeah, that's his name, right?
Yeah, it's a Jeff Lemire character.
Cool. We also watched the new Spider-Man Far From Home trailer mm-hmm. where Spider-Man goes to Italy and stuff ensues, including him meeting Nick Fury,
mm-hmm.
his friend getting shot in the neck by Nick Fury.
Yep.
Everyone assumes that that's not Nick Fury because
yep.
of all of that.
Yeah, Nick Fury, why would he shoot a child in the neck?
Yeah, I mean, he's not the nicest guy.
That's true.
And probably, we think this is after Avengers Endgame.
I don't know, man.
You don't think that.
Yeah,
I think that.
I think it's in between Spider-Man Homecoming and Avengers Endgame.
But that's weird.
It's weird.
It's like 2 months after Avengers Endgame comes out.
Because,
okay, so Avengers Endgame comes out in April.
Yeah.
And then this comes out in July.
Oh,
like
okay, so maybe they'll bring him back to life in Avengers Endgame.
Of course, they're going to bring everyone back to life,
okay.
right? Well, maybe
yeah, all right,
everyone.
I could see that.
Maybe Iron Man dies.
Yeah, true.
Because his contract's up.
Yeah, he wants out.
Mm-hmm. So.
And that'd be a perfect opportunity to introduce a new, the Riri Williams into the.
You think they're going to do that?
I don't know. I would like it.
That would
be
awesome.
Dope, but.
Ooh, they should do that.
Yeah. Why not?
Piss everybody off.
Yeah.
It'd be great. Yeah. What else have we seen in the Spider-Man trailer? We see Mysterio.
Yeah, Jake Gyllenhaal is Mysterio.
I don't know about that.
Yeah.
And we don't know who's playing. Well, they might say who's playing Hydro. They don't show it in the.
Hydro-Man's fighting
Hydro
Mysterio.
Man. Yeah, so we don't know what's going on with that.
Mm-hmm.
They talked about doing a Sinister Six as well, but I don't think they should do that in this movie because when they introduce more than two bad guys, it always turns into a big old mess.
It's too much. Yeah, that's too many characters.
Too many characters. And Hydro's not a part of Sinister Six to begin with, but they've already introduced Vulture. So maybe they just get rid of Sandman and put Hydro in instead, which I'm good with.
Because they basically have like very similar powers, but one guy uses sand and the other guy uses water.
Right,
and
exactly.
It's like basically to the same effect.
Totally.
Smashing into Spider-Man.
Yeah.
And,
pretty much the same
smashing
thing.
Smashing Spider-Man into the side of a building, you know, that kind of stuff.
Drown him with sand, drown him with water, same thing.
So,
they're pretty much the same character.
Yeah.
Ugh. Yeah, so I mean, I think the trailer looks great. I love Tom Holland.
Me too. I really like him as Peter Parker.
Me too.
He does a great job.
Ever since I saw him in that that video, the umbrella video.
Yeah, yeah,
I had
yeah.
a great fondness for him. Kelsey Grammer is going to be on Green Arrow.
Ooh, Niles. Yeah. Niles, I've been shot with an arrow. A green arrow has shot through me. From a bow and arrow, Niles. That's my Frasier.
It's terrible.
It really is. Frasier's such a shitty character, though.
He's really terrible.
Yeah, maybe they should do a soft reboot of Frasier in the Green Arrow universe. Get David Hyde Pierce in there.
Yeah.
I guess the dad died. But they could get another old
guy.
What
about Eddie?
Eddie Spaghetti would be. Eddie Spaghetti for sure died, too.
Yeah.
Too. Jack Russell Terrier.
You can go visit his grave.
Oh, really?
I think it's in Seattle.
Oh, that's cool.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's weird that. Kelsey Grammer in real life was like just kind of like a drunk scumbag, but he plays like this fancy guy on TV.
He does. Yeah. So he's just, they like make this a big thing that Kelsey Grammer is going to be on Green Arrow, but really he's just going to be the narrator.
Oh, he does have a good voice.
He does have a good voice. It's very soothing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I guess that's why he was a radio host.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What is with the people who are like really obsessed with Frasier?
I don't know. I always feel like they're doing it ironically.
I think so too.
Like it's a bit.
Yeah. I don't know. People say that they're like watching Frasier like all the way through days in a row.
Huh.
I don't know. I can't do it.
Yeah.
I used to like it, I guess.
Sure. I would like watch it because it would come on after Seinfeld and Friends. Yeah. And I'd be like, I guess I'll watch another TV show. Sure. This Roz lady seems fun.
It's the only thing that's on.
I feel bad for the dad having these two awful sons.
I just like the dog.
Yeah. Eddie Spaghetti was tight.
I did like Niles.
Yeah, he was all right.
He was all right. Ghostbusters 3 is on.
Ooh.
Yeah, 2020. There's
same cast?
I didn't say anything about the cast.
Interesting.
It is Dan Aykroyd's script, supposedly. Okay. And what else did it say? Oh, there's a teaser you can watch. It's literally just the car.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So you can, it's the car in a shed and it like rocks around.
Oh.
But yeah, like that's it.
Yeah, I'm curious, to see if they it's like a real sequel and it's the same crew of Ghostbusters busting ghosts.
But one of them's dead.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait, in real life or in the movie?
In real life.
Who died?
Egon.
Oh, Harold Ramis. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's a problem. Mm-hmm. Maybe it'll be like his son or something.
Yeah.
We'll take over.
Or maybe he's going to play one of the ghosts from beyond the grave.
Wait, no. Are they going to do like a thing?
Oh, like a hologram?
Yeah.
Maybe. That could work, though, in the context of the Ghostbusters universe, like if he is himself a ghost.
But then who's going to voice him?
Oh, yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah. It's weird.
Hank Azaria or somebody else who's like, you're like a good voice actor to just do an impression.
Yeah. That's weird.
Yeah.
Gross. On good reboot possibilities, well, we hope anyways, Dune is getting a reboot, finally, after years
cool.
of bad TV series.
Yeah.
And the one on Sci-Fi wasn't terrible. But okay, here we go. Director Denis Villeneuve.
Mm-hmm.
Villeneuve.
Yeah.
He's French, right?
Probably.
Probably Villeneuve. All right. Stop butchering that. Oh no, my phone won't flip back over.
Uh-oh.
I don't know. All right, there it goes. So yeah, he's going to do the reboot. If you're not familiar with him and his works, he did Blade Runner 2049, mm-hmm. which I really liked.
Yeah, especially visually.
Oh, so beautiful.
Yeah.
Ooh, I was going to watch Enemy last night too, but then I got addicted to that weird stalker thing called You instead last night. Have you watched Enemy?
No.
Okay, Jake Gyllenhaal, once again.
Okay.
I heard it was really good. It's all on Netflix right now.
Sweet.
You guys can watch it. So the Dune reboot. Dune.
Yeah.
reboot.
Dune.
Timothy Chalamet is going to be Paul.
Okay.
He's in Call Me By Your Name.
Yeah.
Rebecca Ferguson, she's a Swedish actress. Mm-hmm. She's in like White Queen and a couple other things.
Okay.
And then Stellan Skarsgård.
All right.
He is the Papa Skarsgård. He's in a bunch of other. He's, what are they, Swedish? No, they're Dutch.
Skarsgård?
Are they Dutch?
Norwegian?
Yeah.
One of those like Finnish,
no,
possibly.
They're Norwegian.
Okay.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, he's going to be. Oh, I didn't write down who he's going to be. Well, whatever. He's in it as well.
Okay, he'll probably be the old guy because he's the pointy dad.
Yeah, that one. And Rebecca's going to be Jessica, who I am named after.
Oh, cool.
The Empress.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So I mean, he's like the perfect director for Dune, I think.
Yeah, definitely.
Because he's going to imagine it big.
Yeah, and I'm glad that they're remaking it in an era where special effects are pretty good. Because maybe they'll do the flying machines justice.
And the worms.
Everything will be cool visually, yeah.
Yeah, and I think, I hope they're breaking it up, though. They can't do one movie.
That's
it has
true.
To be like at least two.
Yeah.
Movies. Maybe three.
Yeah, because that
it's
book's
a thousand
like
pages.
Yeah.
Like, at least, right?
Yeah.
I read it a while ago, but we have a million copies next door at Dark Carnival. If you need a copy of Dune, we have your copy in several different formats.
If you need some of the later Dunes that were written by his son for some reason.
Oh, God, it's so bad.
The Godworm or whatever.
There's like six of them, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, they're so bad. Yeah. I tried reading one of them and I couldn't even get through like 30 pages of it. Yeah, it's fucking terrible. So come pick one of those up.
Yeah. Get ready for the movie.
No sequels, though. There was something else. Oh, yeah. Disney. I think this is going to be on their Disney streaming service.
Mm-hmm.
Is doing The Vision and Scarlet Witch, which I believe was originally based on the comic, which we have here. We had some early people come in trying to find issues of that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It was another comic that we sold for like a dollar.
Yeah.
Several times.
Of the new run, you mean?
Of the old 80s series.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that? There was actually two different ones. There was a yellow one and a white one.
Oh.
It's two different series. Maybe one was from the 70s. Anyways.
I think it'd be funny if they did it as like a family sitcom.
Oh, that would be great.
Them. Yeah, like a classic like three camera, like Roseanne style. That'd be so tight.
That's another series that I can't talk about on air that they're doing something like that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
We'll talk about it later.
Yeah.
Anyways. So previously the series was reported to have Scarlet Witch as the sole lead. But the Hollywood Trades News Report has Vision as the co-lead now.
Okay.
And leading in the show's title. And there's also going to be a Black Widow film as well as another Captain Marvel.
Cool.
Paul Bettany and Elizabeth Olsen are expected but not confirmed to be reprising their roles in the Marvel Cinematic Universe television series. I mean, what else are they doing, really?
Yeah, true.
They're literally just those characters.
Let it be those characters, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Elizabeth Olsen was pretty good in some indie movies I saw her in.
Oh, really?
But I don't think I've seen her in anything else.
Yeah.
They, like, lock them down in those contracts, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I like her as Scarlet Witch. She's good. She probably makes a shit ton of money, too.
Yeah, which, like, what else do you need? You know, you got a cool role to play.
Yeah.
They pay you a bunch of money.
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah. I also caught up on The Runaways and The Gifted as well. Have you watched either of those?
I watched the first season of Runaways, not The Gifted, though.
Okay.
I've been rewatching the first season of Punisher.
Right.
And fast-forwarding through all the scenes from the B arc about the kid with PTSD. Because while that was a really good arc to include in the first place, and I'm glad that they did, for me, I don't care about it when I'm rewatching the series.
I just
want to see The Punisher.
Yeah.
I just want to see John Bernthal beating everyone up.
Yeah. I mean, it looks like he's going to do a lot of that in the new season.
Yelling at Micro.
Yeah. Well, God, I hope Micro's like not in this new season
at all. I kind of do, too. It feels like they concluded that arc.
Yeah. Like, no more.
Maybe he'll come back and make a cameo because Frank's like, I'm in trouble and I need some technology. But, yeah.
Well, now it looks like he's going to have like a little girl as like a kick-ass partner.
Really?
Yeah.
Sweet.
That's what it looks like from the preview anyways.
All right.
It looks cool.
Oh, yeah, because maybe they're doing the storyline where he has to protect that girl from the bad guys.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
It looks cool.
Perfect.
Yeah. And The Gifted, they're doing a story with the Morlocks now.
Oh.
So that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's got me back on board with that.
How do the Morlocks look?
They look cool. Yeah.
Look scary and rubbery, kind
of? No, it's kind of like more of like a new Morlock thing.
Okay.
I mean, they're still doing the thing with the M's on their faces.
Okay.
They're always like mixing things together.
Yeah.
They're calling one of the hive queens Frost now too, like saying she's Emma Frost.
Interesting.
So they got me all very back on board with that.
Yeah, totally.
So if you want to check out The Gifted, it's gotten better. It's very dramatic though.
Yeah.
It's like X-Men soap opera.
Totally, yeah.
This is fine. all right. Anything else need to talk about? Oh, we got to talk about the show real quick.
Oh, yeah. January 31st.
Let's talk about our guest list, which we can now actually talk about, which I'm trying to pull up as fast as I can. It's not going very well.
Yeah, let's see. What can I? Who can I do from there? We got Liam Sharp coming in. Mm-hmm. Ramon Villalobos has confirmed.
That's the new confirmation.
Yeah, which is exciting. We have Skinner on there.
Uh-huh. Okay, here's the list.
Andrew Walker.
I'm just going to go down the list. I'm going to repeat everything you just said. So we got Nick Jagoda, Justin Greenwood, Landry Walker, Brad Simpson is a new list add-on. He just got confirmed for a new comic, too. Skinner, Dave Dwanch, Liam Sharp, Alex Love, Wonder Dave, Ramon Villalobos, Jeremy Talamantes. Okay, got it. Jordan
Sermonara.
I was going to say that name wrong. And then we might have a couple more. If they just like show up.
Yeah. And there also might be some people who aren't confirmed guests who might just come hang out. So
yeah. And like people Skyping in too as well. And we have some videos. Then we also have, we're going to be doing trivia. We're going to be doing teaming up with our guests. Like, so audience teaming up with our guests.
Chances to win fabulous prizes.
Yep.
And, you know, hobnob with some of the best comic book creators currently working.
Yeah. That are all from, well, mostly from around here.
Yeah.
Too. Pretty cool. Yeah. Should be a fun time, guys. So make sure you come down on the 31st. That's a Thursday at 8 p.m. to Ghost Town Brewery.
Yeah. And the info address and all that's on the website now, I think, at escapistcomics.com. So we got all that up.
Yep. And if you have any questions, just, again, you can always email us at hello@escapistcomics.com or at escapistcomics on Instagram or on Twitter. Yep. I think that's it.
Yeah, I think that's enough podcasting for 1 week.
Yeah, we're tired. All right, I've been Jessica Balboni.
And I'm Jesse.
And we'll talk to you guys soon.
Bye.